When it came time for the annual Passover festival, Jesus and his disciples traveled to Jerusalem with Jews from all over the region to celebrate. As Jesus arrived in the city, crowds lined the streets to see him. They threw their coats on the ground in front of him and waved palm branches. They did this as a symbol of victory because they hoped that Jesus was their new king who would overthrow the Roman Empire and reestablish Israel. People of all ages sang and shouted, "Hosanna!" which means, "Save us now." But Jesus was riding on a donkey, a symbol of peace. This was much different from the way Roman generals and kings entered Jerusalem. They rode in on mighty horses in a military procession. Some of the religious leaders were upset by what they saw, and they said, "Too many people are following Jesus. He's becoming too powerful. What if the Romans think he's our leader? They'll destroy the Jewish people. We must capture Jesus now. It's better that he die so that we can live." A few days later, the disciples gathered in a home for a meal. Jesus told them, "Tonight, I will be betrayed and I will face death. But don't be discouraged. I will rise again. Follow this commandment. Love each other as I have loved you. I'll give you the strength to do this if you'll remain connected to me, like branches growing out of a tree. I will be your source of life. Your love will be the fruit that shows the world God's better way." Later that night, when it was dark, Jesus and his disciples went to an olive grove to pray. Filled with pain and sorrow, Jesus fell face down on the ground. He cried, "Abba, Father, you can do anything. If there's another way besides my death, please let that happen. But I will do whatever you ask." Just as he finished praying, one of Jesus' disciples, Judas, showed up with an armed mob. To signal the guards who they should arrest, Judas kissed Jesus on the cheek. Jesus said, "Am I a dangerous criminal? Is that why you need weapons to capture me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple where I've been teaching every day? You don't see it now, but this is a part of God's plan, just as the prophets predicted long ago." The guards arrested Jesus and took him away. Jesus' disciples ran away and hid. That night, the guards beat Jesus, and they brought him before the religious leaders for questioning. They asked Jesus, "Do you think that you are the Messiah, the Son of God?" At first, he was silent, but the religious leaders persisted, so Jesus answered them, "I am, and soon you'll see me in the highest place of power next to God." When Jesus said this, the high priest tore his clothing in anger and said, "Any man who claims to be God must be put to death." Then they hit Jesus in the face and they spit on him. Religious leaders could not execute anyone without government approval, so they brought Jesus to the Roman governor, Pilate. The religious leaders stirred up the crowds and pressured Pilate to have Jesus put to death. They shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate was afraid that a riot would break out, so he handed Jesus over to his soldiers to be crucified. It was a cruel, humiliating, excruciating way to die. Jesus was brutally beaten, and he was whipped by the Roman soldiers. They put a crown of sharp thorns on his head and a purple robe around his shoulders. They taunted him by saying, "Hail the King of the Jews!" All night long, the Roman soldiers mocked and beat Jesus. When morning came, They led Jesus to a place called Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. The soldiers made Jesus carry a heavy wooden cross. Then they planted it in the ground between two criminals and nailed Jesus to it. As he hung on the cross, Jesus cried out, "Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." At noon, darkness filled the skies, blocking the sun for 3 hours. Then the thick curtain hanging in the temple suddenly tore down the middle. At that moment, Jesus shouted, "Father, I give you my life. It is complete." Then Jesus took his last breath and died. Late Friday afternoon, Jesus' body was taken down from the cross, wrapped in strips of cloth, and placed in a tomb. A large stone was rolled over the entrance to the tomb. Roman guards were posted to make sure nothing happened to Jesus' body. Then, early on Sunday morning, some of the women who had followed Jesus went to prepare his body for burial. When they arrived at the tomb, they saw that the stone had been rolled away and the soldiers were gone. Suddenly, an angel appeared. "Why are you so surprised?" the angel said. "You're looking for Jesus, but he's not here. He's been raised from the dead." The women, afraid and excited, hurried to tell Jesus' disciples what they'd seen. As soon as they got the news, some of the disciples ran back to the tomb and looked inside for themselves. Jesus was not there. When the disciples gathered to talk about what had happened, Jesus visited them. He said, "Don't be afraid. It's really me. Feel the holes in my hands and my feet." The disciples were filled with amazement and wonder. In the weeks after his resurrection, Jesus met with his followers several times. He even made them breakfast over a charcoal fire, cooking fish that they'd caught. Everyone who saw Jesus was full of joy. He was really alive.